Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So yesterday, we thought we should get out of the house, take the dogs somewhere. Just didn't want to be cooped up in the house. We went for a little ride. Let's just go get a hamburger. Every once in a while, we'll get them a plain hamburger. Went to McDonald's, and I got two cheeseburgers. And as we're in the drive-thru, Lanisi, the fluffy dog, is just, she's drooling like crazy. They have their own seats in the back, and she's flopping over. She's falling into the middle, like face diving, like just at the thought of the hamburger. Oh, my God. And so I, you know, have to put it in my mouth and get any seasoning or anything that might be on there, salt or whatever, just make sure it's clean, and then So I rinse it with my mouth, and I give her a bite.
You suck
the burger clean.
I suck their meat off.
Okay, so you suck the meat off.
So I suck the meat off.
Give it to your
dogs. And then I give one to her, and then as I'm going for Dexter, you can hear her teeth. She has really big teeth, you guys know. Mm-hmm. Small dog, big teeth. And you can just hear him clack as she tries to grab his too. And every single bite, I'm like, wait your fucking turn. Just drooling and clacking. And so then once they're done having theirs, then it's like every little fry I have, she's falling over and drooling. And I don't know, but we want to make them happy.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we do it, why we once in a while take them for a ride and do this for them. Because usually what happens is we'll wake up the next morning to a fucking shitstorm.
Oh, no.
All over the bathroom.
Ew.
Yep.
One of them. What? Dexter's weird. He knows how to hold on to a wet shit. I told you this before. He knows how to store that, and he'll do a regular Duke outside and then wait till some other point in the day. Or if he had to go really bad in an emergency situation in the house, he would go over to the pad and leave a solid little tiny Duke. And then when we go outside, he'll let it explode. Lanisi had no control. I think she spun in circles and let it fly.
Oh, just a shit-nado.
Shit-nado. That's what she had.
That's the problem with dogs. You cannot, once they get into a rhythm of eating the same food, the second you even switch their food, even to another kind of dog food, they start shitting everywhere. It's the worst. Then you throw in, some fast food or something else, and of course they love it, but it just sprays.
Yeah.
Wait, when you give the burger to the dogs, is it just the patty that you're giving them?
Just the patty, yeah.
You talk more about the meat you sucked off.
Sucked off that meat. Afterwards, Lanisi will take anything. I'm like, here's a little piece of bread, and I go to give it to Dexter. He's like, fuck that. This isn't meat. Suck off my meat, and then that's all I want. He's so picky, you guys. Like, once he's had the taste for human food, he'll throw a fit. Like, he has his kibble, and there's something else healthy that we can put on top of it, and if he has that 2 days in a row, he will stomp on the bowl and throw it everywhere and just throw a fucking fit.
He'll putt and then he'll flip the bowl over,
slide it across the ground, look up, bark, and then go, fuck you guys.
I ain't eating this shit. Suck off my meat, Dad.
Suck off my meat. Oh, what else? Oh, so I'm shooting the content for Natasha's new app. Can I complain just a little bit?
Oh, this is a safe space.
So,
yep, totally safe.
You know, there's only a certain amount of people that are going to sign up. I mean, it's not like if I were to release some of my wonderful videography and editing and a million people are going to see it. I look at some of it. The video I made yesterday is so good. By the way, I'm getting regular boners while I'm making this stuff.
Ew, I don't want to know that.
What they're the married.
Fuck? So a guy can't talk about his boner here. Now I'm not in a safe space.
I mean, you can, but it's like you're like a big brother to me. Like, imagine your brother or like
don't,
uncle or something like that talking about his boners
what
to
a
you.
Sicko. She's imagining my dick. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. imagining it, but you keep talking.
I talked about my dick maybe twice.
It's like your parents. It's like, you know how you get grossed out at the thought of your parents fucking, like. That's how
only
I feel
if
about
you, imagine
you, JP.
It.
Yeah, you don't graphically picture your dad penetrating
your
mom. When someone talks about their boner, you don't picture the veins
right.
on the boner.
I'm not.
You just, it's a figure of speech, more
but
or less.
You don't
actually visualize the boner, Selena.
Thank you.
I'm not visualizing it, but if I was, it'd be tiny.
So
but I'm not doing
wow.
that.
It's hard to picture because it's so small.
So you're
so
picturing
small.
My little boner.
I need to imagine a magnifying glass next to it to see it.
See, that's the good thing about Graham is he mostly is picturing the magnifying glass.
Yes.
Yeah. So I get a double boner on this. Let me tell you why.
You have two?
Well, no. I get two. But here's how it works. One after another. So while I'm shooting it, I decide to do this. This is the video that got released today. Yeah, we posted it. You posted it this morning, or are you going to? Okay. For the first time, I normally shoot her from the side, and I shoot, you know, from the front, some different stuff. And she's on all fours. I decide to go around to the back. She's wearing booty shorts.
Okay.
It's not like she's naked or something. She's wearing booty shorts, but the camera's right there where it's like the hump of the butt.
I'm listening.
The butt is up. But the camera, I made sure to cut it off right there at the weasel.
Oh.
So you don't see the weasel. But you see the budget, and I'm shooting this stuff, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see how guys are able to work with ladies like Natasha shooting this. Like, you know, I've had to shoot Graham's ass before. No big deal.
Many times.
Right. But shooting this, I get a boner. And then when I take it upstairs to start editing, and I'm watching this stuff, and, you know.
Oh, second boner.
Yes, that's where I get the second boner.
Oh.
But then I get a little upset that, you know, it's only for the members. It's like, this shit is so fucking good. This belongs on an international channel at 2 a.m. where ladies are asleep and guys can go. You know, their lady falls asleep and whatever they're watching, all of a sudden this comes on the TV. And my work should be appreciated by millions of people.
Slapping the ham to it.
Yes.
Your art.
It's my art.
So do you think that other photographers, like Natasha, you've worked with a lot of photographers. Do you think they all get boneskies? Or is it just JV?
They duct tape them down.
I was going to say, are they doing like the waistband trick?
Well.
waistband. Natasha's told me three times since that podcast where I told her about the boner. She said three times, she goes, I didn't know you wanted me to handle that.
What do you think? It's not a towel rack.
Do anything with it?
I did when I go. I'm getting a fucking hard on here. Now what else do I have to say? I gotta take out some instructions and go. Hey,
he's
this is how you work
there.
This
he's
thing.
He's standing there.
Maybe
pants
she
down,
thought you were
he's
joking.
He's dropped the camera. Doing something.
A guy doesn't joke around about shit like that, Selena.
No, it's a medical condition. It could actually cause permanent damage if you don't take care of it. That's a fact.
I mean, a guy's not going to go, I got a boner.
But maybe because you're photographing her, she thought that you were just trying to like, gas her up, make her feel like she
no,
looked
I
good.
Let her know. I'll show her some footage and go, man, this shit's really good. But this one's like, this shit is good. And I'm fucking hot.
Yeah, that's much different feedback than photographers normally give. They don't just, the model's like, how's the shoot going? Well, do you see my fucking boner? It's going pretty good. They don't usually say that. They say, I got some really nice shots.
That's what sucks about other photographers.
True.
They can't say that. You got to stay in line. But me, yes. I can go, all right, so we're going to do the video shoot this way. Holy shit, I got a fucking hard one.
Maybe you have to say it like more moany.
I'm not going to sit there moaning.
No. We'll try it at least.
Ooh, I got a moaner. All right, but anyway, I'm getting to this. Selena, I have to run this by Natasha, but I am willing to, if Natasha is, give AJ the first month at only a dollar.
No.
But after that, I think the guy's got to pay full price.
If he pays full price, does he get to see the weasel?
Yeah.
No one's seeing the weasel.
Look.
Ever?
No. No one ever gets to see. I thought about it. I was like, ooh, weasel. And then I was like, no, you cannot see the weasel.
The weasel was not out.
Well, it might have been peeking out.
It should
be.
It wasn't. It was not.
It was slightly.
It was not.
No, it's just, it's covered, but it's, I mean, still, though, that's.
You know that's where the weasel's at.
I know right. where the weasel lives.
I'm doing tours to where the weasel lives.
Right. We got right up to his front door, but we didn't
Selling
knock
tickets.
On it.
Yeah, this is like one of those Hollywood tours. We drive up, we wave, we keep it moving.
Yeah,
no
weasel
one sees
maps.
The weasel.
I mean,
it's a double-decker bus.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with AJ subscribing. Natasha,
no,
how
no, no, no.
Why? Why don't you want? Why?
I can't believe, Selena, you'd be okay with that.
I mean, it's Natasha. I want to see the weasel, too.
No one's seeing the weasel.
Aren't you listening? We are not letting you see the weasel.
No one's seeing the weasel. It's going to suck if someone signs up and they're like, hey, where's the fucking weasel?
I'm just here for the weasel. You're not gonna get to see it.
All right. I know. We're gonna do Wild Thoughts more often. Okay. We're gonna try anyway. But when we do them on Monday, we got these freaking frack meetings. Like, how are you gonna get us out of this, Graham, permanently?
Well, I don't know. Can one of you ladies say you have a problem with your weasel? So it's, you know, a
how
feminine
many-
problem.
We just see how many times they can get away with it. The weasel's acting up again.
Yeah.
But we're going to get out of here. And then maybe we'll do one tomorrow. You want to do a Wild Thoughts tomorrow?
We probably should.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Why not?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.